In response to last week's blog, a reader shined a light on a very famous tree. It belonged to a guy named Charlie Brown. The reader wrote that he felt like Charlie's tree. Curious? Then listen on. So this is what the email read. Sean, your words, "I don't have to," hit me hard. I needed to read this one. Do you remember a Charlie Brown's Christmas? Charlie picked out a Christmas tree that only had a few limbs and needles. It was a sad tree that had no life in it. I'm like the tree. I know the math, and I know I'm at the end of life. The thing is, I don't want to go out feeling like his tree. Before it's too late, I need to do something. It's time for me to grow more needles. I trust that you can offer ideas to help. Please. Sincerely, signed, M. Here was my response. Dear Mr. Needles, I'm officially taking the liberty of giving you a nickname. Of course, you didn't sign your email this way, but if needles are what you want, let's start planting the seed to grow them, huh? First, thank you for reading my blog. I'm grateful that you do. Second, let's talk about needle growing. Admittedly, I'm not an arborist when it comes to insights about trees. I do know I love them, and that's about all. But maybe, just maybe, I might be able to help you with your needle-growing wishes. Thank you for the chance. I'm my own self-improvement guinea pig. What I share with you is what I live. What I'm sharing is my guide to changing what I don't like about my life. So here we go. Here's my triple A's. Awareness, answers, action. Each A comes with a question. What don't I like about my life? Awareness. How can I fix what I don't like? Answers. How long am I going to keep living what I don't like? Action. Let's take a closer look at each. Number one, awareness. Admitting we don't like what we are living is the start of giving ourselves a chance to change what we are living. If we never admit we have a problem, we chain ourselves to that problem forever. In your words, your life has gone all Charlie Brown tree-like. I think you got awareness down. So next, answers. Since we're running with this growing needles theme, this is how you'll find yours. Answer these five questions. Number one thing that makes your face smile. Number two, one thing that makes your heart happy. Number three, one thing that inspires your soul. Number four, one thing that grows your mind. Number five, one thing that gives your body energy. Those answers, those are your needle-growing answers. Finally, number three, action. Take action on at least one of your answers every day. Preferably two, preferably three, preferably four, preferably five. But for now, how about just one? So in Googling a Charlie Brown Christmas, I found a scene where Linus sees Charlie's tree. He says to Charlie, "It's not bad at all, really. Maybe it just needs a little love." And then Linus tucks his blanket around the tree's base and props it up. So today I'm going to do a little Linusing. Here we go. No more spirit drooping. No more smile dropping. Prop yourself up. Show yourself you matter. Be kind to yourself. Answer those five questions I gave you. The blanket wrapping, well, that's optional. So you with me, Mr. Needles? Awareness plus answers plus action equals needle growing. With kindness, gratitude, and hoping for a life rich with needles, Sean. Thank you very much for listening today. A day well lived, three perfect words to end my day. The chances are good if I did something for my bigger purpose, if I did something for someone else, if I did something for my health, I get to say them. Create a great week.